Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Once you've completed a proper qualification of your account and you've decided that the opportunity is worth pursuing, it's now time to work with the prospect to design the right solution for them. Yes, you heard me right. Work with the prospect to design the right solution. Notice that I didn't say present your standard solution to the prospect. So how do we do this? Well, step one is what I call asking design-in questions. Most sellers that I work with are scared to ask the prospects what they want in a solution because they worry that the prospect will ask for something they don't have. This is wrong thinking for three reasons. One, it's very rare that at this point in the sales dialogue, the prospect will be looking for something vastly different than what you can offer. I mean, let's face it, you've gone through a detailed qualification. Some of you, this has taken 6 months. You would have not gotten through the qualification if the prospect wasn't considering a solution that you offer. Number two, if on the rare case they are looking for outcomes that are out of your scope, it's probably still more profitable for you to walk away now and not waste your time and energy putting together a proposal you can't win. And number three, when you hear what the prospect wants in their own language, you can tailor your proposal to reflect that conversation. Even if you have standardized solutions that you're presenting to the prospect, if you do it in their own words, you dramatically increase the chances of you winning the opportunity because the client feels like they're buying their own design. A client of mine, Jim Cummings from Skyline Displays, once noted that when they changed the technical language of their proposal from the actual language that they had in the brochures to the specific language that their prospects used during the design phase, their closing ratios increased by 20%. And hey, who doesn't want 20 more wins every year? So here's some of the questions you should ask during this design-in phase. How would you like to see this resolved? What have you done so far? How did that work? What's the ideal for you? Have you seen anything like that in the market? What do you want this to look like? What's the most critical outcome for you? Why that one? Where do you see the most value in us working together? And why that? Once you've noted the client's preferences in their own language, now you're ready to start the proposal process. Make sure you take detailed notes. You can't commit all of this by memory. And the closer your proposal is to the actual language that the prospect has used to design their own solution, the more likely you are to close the business.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.